What you been doing?
Haven't been doing nothing. Tuesday we're going up to Cleveland and come to the house and then come back, and I don't know what we're going to do then. Mark went up at flight and then he come back and there's vacation. It's going to start Monday. We might go to East Texas and Carlsbad and Roots. Sissy got me some paper dolls, and Miss Grimes got me some, a fan, and the school starts 25th of August. I ain't gonna cry on the first day, I ain't gonna be scared. Reed, Becky, and Jimmy's thinking about buying some land in Joshua. It used to belong to Mr. Howard's granddaddy. How you doing over there? I'll be glad when you get back. I just can't hardly wait till December. I'll be selling pretty soon. Amplifier haven't come in yet. I don't know what we're going to do. Mark told me to tell you thank you for the $5, and I want to thank you too for the $5. I'm going to hug your neck when you get back. If you go to Hong Kong, would you see if Dahl's over there and get Mark anything, he said. Sissy said she wants you to get her one of them kimonos. You don't have to get nothing if you don't want to. Jimmy and Becky came home week before last and we went to Grand Prairie to see them. We went out to the lake and had a good time. Mark learned how to ski the first time he tried to. Him and Gloria skied and every time Gloria skis, he had to fall. We went out in the boat and Mark drove and he went real, real fast. Jim learned how to slalom too. We sent your candy off in your cup today. Well, it's after a while, Daddy and Mama will probably talk to you. I don't know if Mama will, but Daddy, I know.
Oh, hello, Rich. How you doing this evening? This is August 1st, 1970. The kids have sort of been in here trying to hook up the tape recorder, and we thought we'd talk at you just a little bit. I'm wondering how you're getting along. Guess as for us, we're all doing pretty good. Well, it could be expected. The weather's been mighty hot over here for the last 2 weeks. The first part of July was pretty nice weather, and part of June, the last part, was pretty good, but then the heat's hit us again. We still haven't had any rain around here. I've been doing a lot of work in my garden, but we're watering it. Me and Becky have been out this morning doing quite a bit. During the hot part of the day, though, we stay in the house pretty close. Guess we're all fixing to get ready to go down Cleburne possibly next Tuesday. My vacation starts Monday, and we're going down, try to cover the house, me and Mark, and maybe do a little work on the windows, the ones that's bad, the screens, rather, and or I'd like to do a little paint if we get to it. Probably won't have to. I mean, won't have time to, what I was trying to say. I don't guess we'll do much else on the vacation. We had thought about maybe going to East Texas for 3 or 4 days, but after a trip down there, I don't know how the money situation will hold out, but and into the weather so hot and everything, we may not try to do more than just work on the house a little. We've all been wanting to make a trip down to the Big Bend some of these weekends. Of course, we could do that even if it wasn't on a vacation. But I don't know. We might make a trip down there one weekend, possibly, long towards the last of my vacation. I don't know, maybe Mama told you if I was scheduled to go to this school in Chicago on October the 5th, be up there about 3 weeks, and then I'm scheduled to go again in November and stay up until, about the 10th or 11th of December. So it looks like now I'll possibly be off up there on to that school when you come in December, but I don't know. I thought I was going to get by that school, maybe not have to go to it, but they finally scheduled me to it, and I guess it'll be worth it, though. Might learn a little. It'll be worthwhile. I've always said I'm getting a little too old now to learn anything new, but I guess maybe I might learn something. Oh, yeah, we got your tape here one Saturday, possibly 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we was fixing to go over to grand prayer for that weekend. Jim and Becky was going to fly in for the weekend there. They're having sort of a reunion. Becky's brother from California, Gene, was coming in. I think him and Miss Howard paid for Becky and Jim an airplane ticket down so they'd all get to be together. I believe they said that's the first time all of their kids had them together in about 14 or 15 years. Anyhow, it was quite a little while. We was off over there that weekend. We took the tape with us and let Jim and Becky hear it, and well, some of the other folks too. We're sure glad to get your tape. We've been a little slow about getting one back, but just been one thing and another. But we finally got one here today and trying to make a little bit of noise on it. Don't know just how much we'll get done or if we'll get it all this evening. Becky and Mark got in here the first thing and got a hold of it, and then come in. Becky's wanting to talk some more after a while. I think she's bad assist about that talking. She may seem sort of tongue-tied a little bit, but I always said if it was, it'll loose on both ends. It was tied in the middle. And maybe Mark will talk a little at you, too. You know, you were talking about, I believe in one of your letters, that this amplifier that you was looking for while you was in, as you went back, well, it should be in. I think you said in about 14 days or by the 14th of July or something, anyhow. But we haven't got it yet. I don't know why, but it hadn't ever come in. Old Mark, I think, sort of anxious to hook up all your stuff around here, and I'm still a little afraid for him, too, but maybe he won't mess up anything. At least I hope he don't. It's as expensive equipment as you got there. Been a lot of people come in looking at that stuff since you was over here. They think it's pretty nice what you got there, and say it's really expensive equipment, too. Of course, I've never had any dealings with that kind of stuff and don't know one from another. But I'd hate for old Mark to mess it up for you if he does get the amplifier and try to hook it up. But I guess he'll be a whole lot like you are, something like that. If he sets his head, he'll do most anything he wants to. I know when we was over there that weekend, that we went out to the lake. We see Becky and Jim, they was all out there skiing. And old Mark, he'd been wanting to ski over. We know when you was over there, he never did get on it. The water got a little too rough. Well, they got him out there the first thing. Jim put him on them skis and sort of gave him a little instructions, and they crawled on that boat, took off old Mark the first time. He didn't fall. He just went around and around that lake. I think he skied around there all day and possibly fell one time. And him and Gloria, that's Becky's cousin, was skiing together, and I think she fell several times, but Mark fell only one time during the day. That, and no telling how many rounds he made around there. Like I told some of them, oh, pardon me, I had to get a bug out of my throat. Told him that boy's going to get to where he thinks he's pretty good. He can do anything he wants to. I guess possibly can if he sets his head. But he's pretty good at tinkering with stuff. You can get him to it. A lot of times he don't like to, but I mean, something you want him to do, but he can do it if he takes a notion. You know, the day we was all over there, when Jim was doing pretty good skiing on both of the skis, well, this time he decided he wanted to try just one of the skis. He'd seen them other people around there skiing pretty good on one. So me and Mr. Howard and Becky Joe and two or three other little kids got out there, and we were going to take Jim around on the one ski. Well, I guess he fell a half a dozen times to begin with. Looked like, I don't know whether it's his weight or Mr. Howard maybe not pulling him fast enough, but he looked like he never could get out of the water. One ski wouldn't pick him up, looked like. And all the water would just be going right in his face. But he finally got to where he could get out on top pretty good. And then, after doing that, as long as he'd stay right behind the boat, he'd do pretty good. But when he'd try to go out to the side and cross them big waves, he'd topple over every time. But after, I guess, a dozen or more tries, we'd gone way off around up the lake there to the docks, gassed up. Well, we started back down toward the camp where we'd been. And old Jim come out of the water pretty good that time and skied all the way back on one. I guess he sort of got the hang of the one ski. But he was pretty good on two, but that one sort of had him baffled for a while. But he finally made it. Seemed like he's pretty crazy about that stuff. Now, I enjoy riding in the boat pretty well, but I don't know. That's skiing sort of for the birds, or at least somebody else, not me. Well, here's Becky Jo back in here. She's just been telling what all she told you. I wasn't going to try to tell you the same things over and over. Maybe I've done said some of the things that she told you. But anyhow, I think she thought of something else she want to tell you, so I'm going to let her talk at you again just a little bit.
I ain't sick, no. You know, Mama told you I had some fever then. Well, I ain't sick no more. My nose haven't been bleeding. You know, I learned how to mud crawl in the swimming pool.
Well, I guess Becky Jo done got tired of talking. She didn't talk very long this time. She just wanted me to talk again, so I thought I'd yak a little more. You know, just before you left, your air conditioner on your car went out. Well, it was pretty hot for sis, so I took it up here to Jones and had him put some Freon in it so we could check that thing again. And I believe he found where it was leaking. You know, I think it's the dryer sits sort of up on the radiator there in front. Well, anyhow, there's flexible rubber, plastic, whatever it is, hose goes part of the way to that thing. And then there's a metal hose or tubing that goes part of the way. Well, right where this rubber or plastic face known to the metal, well, there was a little clamp, and it was leaking out from under that clamp when it got pressure on it. I know Jones has a little deal there. It's a light, and he can put it down there, and if there's any gas escaping, well, this light will show it. It comes up through a little vent tube-like to the light and makes the light a different color. So that's the way he located it, and he tightened that clamp up. He said there was a little collar or something on that that had must have broke sometime and had been soldered or welded, and as a reason that the hose wasn't fitting just right or the clamp wasn't tightening enough. But he said we'd have to empty all the Freon out for him to fix it right, so he'd just try to tighten this clamp. And if it did leak out anymore, then we could bring it back, and he thought he could stop it. And, oh, I suppose that's about the week after you went back, possibly 3 or 4 weeks ago that he done it. And it's still doing good, sis says. She come in last Friday evening and said she had to turn the air conditioner down on the way from Abilene. She got too cold. After going a little way, she had to turn it down. So I guess it's doing real good just with a refilling of the Freon and tightening this clamp on the hose. Other than that, it seems to be doing real good. I believe you changed the oil sometime while you were here. Well, I don't believe y'all put a sticker or didn't mark your new mileage on the car, so I don't know just exactly when it's going to be due for another oil change, but I thought I'd let it run maybe 3,000 or a little better and just be sure I didn't let it go over from the last reading that I had, and then I'd go ahead and change it just to be sure. And I'm keeping a check on it, checking the water. We still have a little bit of a water leak somewhere, or else it evaporates out. I don't know exactly, but it still gets rid of a little, not much. And I got some more fluid and this automatic transmission fluid, and I watch the power steering and everything, keeping that up. And I believe the old sis is going to take pretty good care of the car for you. It seems like she does. And I think she's being a little more careful with her crutches now. I notice she keeps them with her some most of the time when we see it. Why, she got them laying down there in the back, so I hope she don't mess up your seat covers anymore. Well, them was real nice. I don't know if she just didn't notice that or what. I know she wouldn't mess it up if she thought she was doing it, because she's real proud of it. And she's really still enthused over school, I think. She told her she's made A's just about on everything so far, so I'm really proud of it. Of course, I'm looking for it to get pretty hard. It's not going to be easy sailing for her all the way through, I know, but she can get it. She gets a little nervous under pressure, and when I tell her she can't operate under pressure too well, she'd be doing pretty good in school, and some tests come up or something, like in her shorthand or typing, where, you know, sort of a speed test, and that puts her under a little bit of pressure, strain, and that gets her a little bit rattled. I hope she can get out of that, because everybody said when she goes to apply for a job, why, that's the first thing they're going to give her, a little speed test and shorthand and typing, and she's going to have to learn to operate under pressure as well as when things is going easy and smooth, but that's just one thing she'll have to work out for herself. I know when I was in school, I guess I had a little tendency to do like that, at least my earlier years in school, but when I got on up pretty well along in high school, it didn't seem to bother me so much. I figured what I knew it, and what I didn't, why, I wouldn't be any use to get excited about it, so just let it pass along at that. I think Mama possibly had a little trouble getting together a bunch of the things that you asked for. Maybe Becky told you about what all she got, but yeah, we began to think we wouldn't get that garrison cap or hat, whichever you call it. I know when we'd been over, we'd got that tape on Saturday and went over to Grand Prairie on Sunday. Well, we left a little early and come back by Walter's over there. And went in, of course, everything was closed up, but we run in with three servicemen there and talked to them, and they told us to see the Army recruiter, somebody over here. Well, my mom had talked to them, and they said you'd probably just have to get it through Walter's PBX, or not PBX, but whatever you call your post exchange there. And so she wrote, asked them if they'd send one COD, and they wouldn't do that, but they said if you'd send the money, told her how much it'd be, then get it. So she got that a day or two ago, and I think she's got that off to you, possibly. I think she mailed it this morning, along with some candy and tapes, something like that, some kind of tapes you asked for. But anyhow, we may be a little slow sometimes getting stuff, but we'll pick up whatever we can. It's not that we just don't want to do it, because I think you know that we'll try to do whatever we can. And she hasn't got your plastic bag yet, I don't think, for your clothes, and got your greens fixed up. I think she got something. I don't know whether she wants to do some work on them or get them cleaned or just what, but one of these days she's going to get that off. But she did get you off some of the things this morning, I'm sure, because I remember talking to her there. She's fixing to go mail it. With her working out like she does, sometime 2 or 3 days a week, and been trying to put a good bit of stuff in the freezer, it keeps her on the run quite a little bit. But I think she enjoys it. I tell her, if we ever get to where we haven't got to go on the run, we'll just probably fall apart anyhow, so we just better keep on the go. Well, here's Becky Jo again. We're going to let her say something else to you.
Rich, the last time is over with them. Miss Grimes, well, Sissy gave me a book of little paper dolls. Miss Grimes gave me a little plastic folding fan. I'm proud of my little fan. When this on these hot days, I can sure fan it. I have some coats, and I have some purses and lots of dresses go with my dollies. I can just sit around and dress them up any way I want to.
Well, we haven't heard from the Ormsbys, Floyd and Georgia, Mr. and Ms. Ormsby, any of them lately. We don't go to Cleburne much anymore since we got the place rented. If we're down there this week, if we do have time, we may run off down to see them one night. I don't know. We don't know exactly how we're going to stay over there. See, the folks in the house, and we can't stay in it. And we don't know whether we'll stay in motels or whether we'll try to find us a little apartment where we can cook. Or we might stay over there at Glen Road with Brother Carly's daughter. You know, the one that's got the little park out there at the swimming pool. We went by there the Saturday evening. We was going over to Grand Prairie. We was going by and see Brother Carly and them, maybe stay and go to church that night, but they wasn't having church. They was having an association over at Dallas or somewhere, and they'd just omitted their church services that night. But then, too, Brother Carly had had 2 or 3 strokes, and he really wasn't able. We just got to talk to him a little bit, and we didn't stay long because said the doctor said he couldn't have much company. And we don't know how he's getting along. We haven't heard from over there since we was there that Saturday evening. That's about 3 weeks ago, I reckon. But we was going to go by and maybe get a room, stay there that night, but they didn't have any. So I don't know whether we're going to have much luck finding a place to stay in Cleburne or not. Once or twice was over there. We spent the night with Mr. and Ms. Williams, but we'd be going to be wanting to work, and we don't want to bother them that much. And then, too, she works nights, I think, about 11 or 12 or something. I don't know. And then we'd be wanting to get up early, so that'd be pretty unhandy. So we don't know exactly what we're going to do and where we'll stay and how long we'll be there. We're planning on going down Tuesday morning and leave here real early. And possibly we'll stay till Friday evening. I don't know for sure what we'll do. It depends on how much we get done and everything and what kind of a place we get to stay. So I guess by the time you get this tape, if we get it off right away, we'll still be down there probably. And we'll be trying to talk at you every once in a while on tape. I don't know why. I never have been much to write, so I hardly ever do any writing. I never have wrote. Jim, I wrote you that one letter, I think, long, good while before you come home. But I will try to talk on the tape a little. Of course, mostly what I say is just rattling. I haven't got a whole lot of news to tell or too much that's important. But I don't know. It seems like sometimes it makes me feel a little better to talk. And I know it makes me feel a lot better when you send us a tape. But writing, you can tell us as much writing, or maybe more, than you can on the tape. But it's just not like hearing you talk. Your person's voice, I guess, makes it a whole lot different what to say, and not so much what to say as the way you say it. I really enjoyed your other tape, and I do just hope that it's not as bad as what you're doing now as sometime imagine it is. Of course, you know more about that than we would. Even if you told us, we still probably wouldn't know just what the situation is. But all I want you to do is just be careful, because it's dangerous at the very best. We always thinking about you. I don't know, I wouldn't say that we worry about it, because as I've said before, I think the Lord can take care of you one place as well as he does another. And after all, that's all we can do is trust in him to do that. And I know, like you said about being over here at Walters, you hadn't been going back, but just possibly